And those refugees are in Gaza.
I think that Gaza is a main problem. There are lots of violations that you will not see in the West Bank, you will see in Gaza. We find it hard to monitor the human rights situation in Gaza because the Israeli army do not let us in.
Palestinians in Gaza had been under Israeli military control for over 38 years, where 1.3 million Palestinians were crowded together to make room for 8,000 Israeli settlers. In August of 2005, Israel dismantled its settlements and military posts inside Gaza and relocated its settlers. The media, along with Israeli politicians, portrayed this as an unprecedented sacrifice. In reality, it was simply a matter of Israel finally complying with international law. Although Israel's presence inside Gaza is no longer visible, Israel will still retain ultimate control over Gaza's borders, coastal waters, and airspace, creating a virtual prison.
Refugee camps, even if there was no conflict with Israel, are just humanly horrible. They're so overcrowded. And you have 14 to 25 people living in a space. There's no place for children to be there. No streets, there are little alleys, no trees, nothing.
يعني عيشة ايش بدي اقول لك كلها خوف ورعب
عايشين في الخوف والرعب.
أنا بروح المدرسة كل يوم بسمع الطخ، أنا بخاف من الطخ حتى، بس راجف راجف لما أشوفه.
This is what has been fired on the street.
Yes.
This is a civilian neighborhood. There are no soldiers here. There are no military installations here. This is strictly harassment to get these people to move away from the border so that the Israeli tanks can move at will. They want these people cleansed from this area. It's that simple. And it's a way to get people to be humiliated and destitute again.
In Gaza, you can see also the extent of house demolitions, much more extensive than in the West Bank. Whole neighborhoods have been demolished. Hundreds of people do not have any houses anymore because they are next to settlements or next to the border, which is, of course, a clear violation of humanitarian law.
People have no chance to get their personal items out. They have no chance to call for help. And this is far away from most media outlets. You are amongst the very few journalists who have even seen this. European or American journalists who have even been here because people are afraid to come or it's too hard to come.
And one of the things we were told in Gaza by a very respected Palestinian psychologist who had just completed a study of 1,000 Palestinian children was that they had discovered that many of these Palestinian children no longer had a will to live, that they were so dehumanized and so affected by seeing their fathers particularly beaten by Israeli defense forces, that the psychological condition is one of the dimensions of the conflict that is not widely understood.
Palestinians called for an international observer force that would stop the violence, but this action was blocked by Israel. Finally, a group of Palestinian and Israeli human rights activists together created the International Solidarity Movement, which has brought people from around the world of all ages and backgrounds to provide a nonviolent international presence to try to fill this need. Rachel Corey, a 23-year-old American student, went to Gaza to join in these efforts, sending back emails to her parents.
I have been in Palestine for 2 weeks and 1 hour now, and I still have very few words to describe what I see.